to your brand new month here. It's time for me, and also wish you a beautiful Monday. It is a perfect day to start off our new topic, which is called Create and Succeed. And this month, we're going to be learning how to blend our intuition and our deeper knowing with inspired action to take steps towards achieving our goals and dreams and succeeding in doing that in an enjoyable, fun and uplifting way. So to kick us off with all of this, I'm doing a class tonight at 9 o'clock Irish time, and this is going to be for 1 hour to get us clear about what it is that we're hoping to achieve, not just in the next month but over our life, and how we can do this in an enjoyable way but also an achievable way, so that we make sure that we are actually making the steps forward and finding that we're progressing and achieving what it is that we want, but letting go of like being too restrictive with ourselves and putting ourselves under too much pressure, because actually that's a recipe for failure. So I don't want you to be feeling like that before we begin. So if you'd like to join the class, the details of that are in the bundle that I've sent you, as well as all of the other wonderful things that you get every month are in there as well. What I'm going to ask you to do today is to set one goal that you would like to achieve between now and 30 days from now, which will bring us into around the 18th of May. Now, we are going to, of course, be looking in this month at goals that we have that are not going to have a set timeline. The reason I want you to pick something within 30 days is it's going to be something small. It could be as simple as my goal for this month is to do all of the teachings and all of the journaling for It's Time For Me. It could be I'm going to go for a walk twice a week. It could be as simple as I'm going to make a fresh dinner for myself 5 times a week. This doesn't have to be some really, really big goal, like I'm going to go and get a new job in that time. And God, if that is your goal, that is amazing. And it's achievable, by the way. But it's got to be something that's not going to be pressurized. It's not going to feel unrealistic to you that you look at it and think, I really want to achieve that, but I know I'm not going to do it in the month. And it also has to be something that you're going to enjoy. So have a think about that. I would hope that you'd be able to come to the class tonight so you'll be able to learn a little bit more about that. But we will, of course, be covering so much over the course of the month. So this month is not just specifically about this one goal. It's about goals in life, about progressing really forward in life from a place of that intuitive place within ourselves, and also taking inspired action, which is action that feels good to us. The reason I'm setting the goal is because I just want us to do something a little bit different and uplift our energy as we're moving into the summer months now in May. I will be using the WhatsApp group as a big part of this month because I want to be engaging with you all and help you all support each other. So as I've been saying in the last couple of weeks, it's just a new group and it's only open. But if you'd like to join, let me know and I can add you into it. You just will get extra support from me and from each other when you're a part of that group. So your homework for today, I suppose, is to think about the goal that you want to achieve. Make sure it's realistic. Make sure it's something that's going to be, I suppose, fun or enjoyable to do, and something that it is that maybe you've been putting off for a while. And I look forward to connecting with you really soon.